time for Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is a deep dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert from Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. I gotta say, it's always a great day when you're in the studio with Kyle Bailey.
And before we get into our real estate news, you've got something big to talk about this morning.
Yeah, so, you know, there's something, a big topic in Oregon, and the state of Oregon's actually been working on it for several years, and it's called the affordability gap, and there's also something called middle housing, or the missing middle.
So what can you tell us about housing in Oregon? What have you been learning?
Yeah, so, you know, this year I joined the Workforce Housing Task Force in Sutherland, and we had a meeting this week with some state representatives and a rep from Hayden Homes that they've all been involved in trying to help solve this problem for the state of Oregon. And it was kind of interesting to hear firsthand how dire the situation is. So did you know that Oregon is estimating that we will need 557,000 housing units by 2040.
Now, that really includes all types, right? I mean, what is there one that's most needed?
Yeah, so the one that's most needed is, like, you know, for the workforce. And they call that the missing middle. So that's going to be a combination of, they're focused on, like, duplexes, townhouses, quadplexes, single family homes that the missing middle can actually afford, or they call it the missing middle, so the workforce housing.
Well, and really it seems like, especially for younger folks or people that don't yet own a home, there's really kind of an affordability gap.
Right. There is an affordability gap. So that affordability gap is really important to solve because, you know, the affordability gap affects our workforce in the economy. And so if we can't find affordable homes for the workforce, we could lose employees in this area. So it's really important to attract employees and retain employees.
Well, and we've heard it. I mean, we've both heard stories of people who have, you know, come from out of the area, interviewed here, accepted a job, ultimately turned it down because they couldn't find a place to live in their price range.
Right. Right. They couldn't find a place to live in their price range based on the income that they're earning. So rents and mortgages, prices of homes have skyrocketed.
Yeah. So give us some numbers in terms of, as this ties into interest rates and housing costs.
Yeah. So HUD determines, or, you know, they're doing studies on this all the time. So this affordability gap is determined by the area median income. So, for example, in Sutherland, Oregon, the area median income for a family of four is approximately $73,000 of annual income. So if that family is going to purchase a home, and let's say interest rates, they've been hovering right at 7%, above, below, depending on which day it is, they would be able to afford a home of about $290,000. So when you compare that $290,000 that they're qualified for with a median sales price home, or median list price of a home in Sutherland, which is now about $424,500, you have an affordability gap of $134,500. So we just have missing homes. We don't have enough inventory in that price range.
And what comes out of that meeting? How do you move forward and make some progress?
So that's the big hot topic. So, you know, not just Sutherland, but I know the whole county is focused on this. So Oregon is estimating that the state needs about 100,000 homes for this missing middle, right? So this is also known as workforce housing. So for Douglas County, more units are needed in that 290,000 to 325,000 price range. You know, the city of Sutherland's been proactive. They're also working with iSector, which is, you know, they're representing the state and how to work with these communities to get affordable housing and more workforce housing. But the city of Sutherland landed a $2.8 million federal grant, And this is all going towards infrastructure. So they feel that, you know, if infrastructure can be subsidized by federal grants, it's going to make homes more affordable. And so in this particular community they're looking at, they're going to be building cottage homes, so smaller footprints, townhomes, and figuring out single family homes. You know, maybe the single family homes are sold on leased land, so you're not buying the land. That's going to make these housing units more affordable. These are all just ideas on the table, nothing set in stone.
But that has more, you know, the more options you have to not just do single family, it seems like that's going to be advantageous to helping more people find a place to live.
Right. Definitely the issue that's created the affordability gap is the lack of housing units that we have. So the more units that we can bring on the market, the more it's going to help this overall gap.
And obviously, it's going to be a long process.
Yes, it's going to take several years to correct, but I'm glad that something is really close to happening with all of this.
So let's take a look at updates for this week in the Umpqua Valley in real estate.
Yeah, so this week, from June 21st through the 27th, gosh, it's been another busy week, and I think we can expect that with summer. We're just finishing up the first 6 months of 2024. So last 7 day changes, coming soon listings. We see 6 more listings that are coming on the market. They're not quite active. Be on the watch for those. New listings, nice to see 72 new listings hit the market. That's 21 more than the previous week. Back on the market listings, 23 are back on the market. So who knows? Some of these, I'm seeing some houses maybe not appraised, seeing maybe sellers and buyers not agreeing on repair negotiations, or maybe they expired and didn't sell the first time, so they're back on the market. Short sale pendings. Wow, this number, actually, it's bumpable. We have 3 listings that are bumpable, 0 short sales pending. Price changes, there's 68 price changes this week. That's actually the biggest number we've seen all month. So some inventory is sitting on the market. Pending sales, we had 39 for the week. Sold properties reported in MLS was 43, so that was 10 more than the prior week. And 3 listings that expired and did not sell yet.
And a lot of interesting listings out there right now. And of course, the price ranges really from the low 6 digits into the 7s.
Yeah. So I think one cool place I want to talk about is this coming soon listing. This is actually in a neighborhood that we haven't talked about yet. It's in Riversdale Valley. It's a gated community just west of Roseburg. Beautiful house, 2,300 square feet on one level, priced at $899,990. On 1 acre, and it's got a view of the awesome Blue Heron Vineyard, and the view goes all the way to the Callahans.
Wow. You know, the views out there with some of these properties are pretty incredible, and that certainly enhances the value of the home and honestly keeps your value up.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, this is an area of newer homes, and it's nice to have a little bit of space, but be just less than 5 minutes from Roseburg.
Wow. And what else do you see on some of the listings?
Yeah, so, oh gosh, I see a couple Airbnb potentials. So, you know, the Idlewild Lodge is for sale. That's got a lot of history. It's been really updated. 1 acre, $664,900. If someone wanted to do a restaurant in there, they could. It does is set up for a commercial kitchen. But, you know, it's got 7 or 8 suites that are Airbnb, and you're right there. It's ideal for fishing and hunting lodging.
Wow, a lot of options there. And this time of year, I know you guys are staying very busy. You've got a lot of open houses probably this weekend. How do people get connected?
Yeah, definitely. Easiest way to give us a call or a text at 541-371-5500, or you can stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or check us out online at marygilbert.com.
And I'm sure you do have open houses this weekend, right?
Oh, yes, we have open houses. Hey, in July and August, we've got 2 agents doing 50 open houses in 2 months.
Wow, pretty incredible. All right, Mary, thanks for coming in this morning.
All right, thank you.
8:59, that wraps up Local Real Estate Today, and that wraps up today's Morning Report.